USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two men have been arrested for assaulting a Capitol police officer during the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. That officer, Brian Sicknick, later died. Julian Cater of Pennsylvania and George Tanios of West Virginia are charged with 9 counts and facing up to 20 years in prison. The men are accused of using a chemical spray against officers during the riot. The Senate has narrowly confirmed New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland to become the next Secretary of the Interior. The final vote was 51 to 40. Haaland will now become the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary. At least 3 people are dead and 6 more injured after a car drove up onto a sidewalk in downtown San Diego. Witnesses say the driver drove up onto the sidewalk and into a group of people under an overpass. Authorities say most of those people were homeless. The driver is being held on charges of vehicular manslaughter and driving under the influence. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout-out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
The president and vice president will hit the road this week to sell the nation on the COVID relief package that President Biden signed into law last week. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Las Vegas Monday, calling the American Rescue Plan part of the government's responsibility to lift people up in times of crisis.
This is supposed to be the job of your government, which is when you're suffering, when you need a helping hand, when you need a little assistance to just get over a moment of crisis you didn't create. That's when leaders are supposed to kick in to say, I'm here, I see you, and I will help you. So it's the $1,400 direct payment. It's the extension of unemployment benefits. That child tax credit.
President Biden announced Monday that Gene Sperling, a former director of the National Economic Council under Presidents Clinton and Obama, will be charged with overseeing the implementation of the $1.9 trillion relief package, which included $1,400 direct payments to most Americans. The IRS has begun processing those payments in the form of direct deposits. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Homeland Security has dispatched FEMA to the southern border to assist in processing an influx of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the move over the weekend, saying the agency will be focusing on the influx of unaccompanied minors in Border Patrol facilities. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says that calling in FEMA is further proof of a disaster at the border. He tells Newsmax TV that there aren't enough resources to handle the number of people coming into the country.
It paints the picture of a crisis on that southwest border. You don't bring FEMA, their resources, and their expertise into a situation like this unless it is completely out of control. And so I think that's what we are seeing down there, not only with minors, but also with family units. They don't have enough not only facilities, but people to process these individuals, the amount of individuals that are coming over and being released into the interior of the country. So they're having to come up with a variety of different solutions, and that includes FEMA. They've also called for the DHS Surge Workforce, which is taking other parts of the department and redeploying them down to the border. The unfortunate part, Sean, though, is they're not redeploying people to secure the border. They are simply redeploying people to process these populations faster to again be released into the interior of the country.
And musher Dallas Seavey has won his record-tying 5th Iditarod Trail sled dog race. Seavey finished the shortened race Monday in 7 days, 14 hours, 8 minutes, and 57 seconds. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.